Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Senate considers a surveillance bill. The U.S. Senate has started debating whether to extend its authorization of the country's national security surveillance operation or let it lapse at midnight when a law expires. Lawmakers gathered in Washington just hours after the U.S. intelligence chief warned that global terrorists are hoping to take advantage of any halt in the spying effort. A leading U.S. newspaper says the rebel group that seized power in Yemen has at least four U.S. prisoners. The Washington Post reports efforts to secure their release have failed. The paper says Americans are believed to be held at a prison in Sana'a. East African community leaders say Burundi elections should be delayed. Richard Sazibera is the group's secretary general.
The summit concerned at the impasse in Burundi and the need for further dialogue called for a longer postponement of the elections in Burundi for a period not less than 1.5 months.
A statement following an emergency regional summit Sunday also called on all parties to stop violence, for the disarming of youth groups, and for creating conditions for the return of refugees who have fled political violence. India waited for the start of the annual monsoon season amid a heat wave that has killed more than 2,200 people across the country. Showers and thunderstorms in parts of southern India Sunday brought some much-needed relief, but officials said the heat is likely to continue for another day in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana states. This is VOA News. Five people were killed near the Libyan city of Misrata on Sunday in a suicide bombing claimed by Islamic State militants. The explosives-laden car detonated at a security checkpoint west of the city. An Egyptian-American prisoner freed by Egypt after it jailed him for nearly 2 years for his alleged involvement in the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood has returned to the United States. Frail-looking Mohammed Sultan was embraced by relatives and friends as he arrived Saturday at Washington's Dulles International Airport. An Egyptian appeals court Sunday sentenced lawyer and human rights activist Maynour El-Masri and two others to 15 months in prison on charges of attacking a police station. El-Masri shouted, "Down with the military," when the verdict was read in Alexandria. She and her co-defendants originally were given 2-year jail terms. They appealed and lost, but were given reduced sentences. Two British banks say they have launched internal reviews into how allegedly corrupt payments were funneled through their institutions in the current football bribery scandal. Barclays and Standard Chartered were among dozens of banks mentioned in the U.S. indictment last week. The indictment charged 14 media and marketing executives and officials of FIFA in a $150 million bribery scandal. The scandal related to the award of sports media contracts. No banks have been charged with wrongdoing in the case. Beau Biden, the 46-year-old former Delaware State Attorney General, died Saturday of brain cancer. He was the oldest son of Vice President Joe Biden. Biden, who had served in the military in Iraq, had been receiving treatment for cancer at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. Harry Reid is the Democratic leader of the Senate.
He was such a fine young man. He was a devoted husband, father, son, a dedicated servant to the people of Delaware, and a faithful, honorable veteran of the United States, having served in the Middle East. In Iraq.
The vice president said the entire Biden family is saddened beyond words. Beau Biden is survived by his wife and two children. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has cut short an international trip after breaking his leg in a bike accident outside Geneva, Switzerland. Kerry was hospitalized Sunday. The State Department said Kerry did not lose consciousness, is stable, and is expected to make a full recovery. Paramedics and a physician were in Kerry's motorcade at the time of the accident. Kerry, who fractured his femur, will receive further treatment in Boston. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.